Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Most people find it annoying when couples wear matching outfits, except on the Halloween, you know, if it's a costume, then that's one thing. But Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell are kind of known for always wearing matching outfits. And if you were wondering, why do they do this? Dax says, we're both from Detroit, and everyone in Detroit goes to a theme park called Cedar Point in Ohio.
Very true. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yep, so far so good.
And for whatever reason, couples always dress the same at Cedar Point. And I think that made a real mark on us. When opportunity presents itself, we love dressing the same, and that's extended to our kids. And now our kids also love to dress the same as us. And while they don't limit themselves to one time a year, the outfit coordination hits overdrive around Christmas. Kristen says, we have about 30 matching outfits that start at the end of November. The house is decorated not dissimilar to Clark Griswold's.
That's awesome.
See, I love that. I think that is so cute.
What, that they dress up like twins?
Yeah, and the kids too, and they're all dressed alike, especially, you know, between Thanksgiving and Christmas. I just think that's adorable.
When you see those families that have the matching Christmas jammies, and they wake up in the morning and everybody has on the same outfit, and it's just the cutest thing ever.
Including the dog.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be doing that?
Our family?
Yeah.
No. I didn't order them. I still have time.
You still have time?
Yeah.
Scott would play, wouldn't he?
Oh, totally. Yeah. Are you kidding? Yeah.
See if you can find some Star Wars.
Just as long as it wasn't too hot.
Most of them do seem to be flannel. But yeah, that's sweet.
A lot of people unhappy that Selena Gomez took Justin Bieber back, and that includes Selena's family. So-called insider says, quote, Selena's family is still not happy about her seeing Justin. Selena does not bring Justin to any family events. She is spending Christmas with her family, and as of now, Justin is not invited. Not surprisingly, Justin's parents are overjoyed that they're back together. Another source says his parents love Selena. They want him to date someone.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
And they think she is a very sweet and good girl.
You know, I saw some video of Justin talking about Keaton, our little guy from the bullying video.
From Tennessee?
Yeah. And Justin seems, I don't know, I think he's growing up. I think he is becoming well-spoken. I think he's becoming a little more self-aware. I think that he has some words of wisdom even to kind of share with the world a little bit here and there, which usually can happen after you've been a rotten little stinker for years and years. But I saw him and I was like impressed.
How old is he now? Like 22, 23?
Selena's 25. I know that. So he's got to be close.
I wonder how many people are in relationships like that, you know?
Where what?
Where, like, one of you is hated by the other's family while the other is loved by the in-laws. I just wonder how that works.
It happens all the time.
Got to be some interesting stories there, I would think.
Always somebody that's marrying up.
Right.
So what was the other story we were going to do? George Clooney.
George Clooney. Why does it pay to be friends with George Clooney, Jen?
Oh, my God. This is insane. So George Clooney, we know he's got a buck or two floating around. And he had a party with his buddy Randy Gerber in 2013. Randy Gerber told the story about George. George invited Randy and 13 of their other friends to his place for dinner. When they got there, there was a suitcase waiting for each one of them. George proceeded to tell them how much they all meant to him, then asked him to open their suitcases. Inside each one was $1 million in cash.
Holy mackerel.
And George told them that he paid all the taxes, too.
That is awesome.
He told them, quote, I know we've all been through some hard times. Some of you are still going through it. You don't have to worry about your kids. You don't have to worry about, you know, school. You don't have to worry about paying your mortgage. Isn't that crazy?
Can you imagine?
I want to be friends with George Clooney. I
mean, how do we do that?
Too. That's the thing. It's not like there was a wire transfer. It's just all sitting right in front of you.
I know. And he already paid the taxes on it, so it's free and clear. It's crazy. And I want to know. I want to know if these were his rich friends who already have a bunch of money and maybe just took a hit with the stock market or something.
Right.
Or are these people that you know, make $50,000 a year working, you know, doing landscaping for him.
Or his maid or somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Well, he said that's for schooling for their kids and for a mortgage and what was the other thing?
Right.
So there you go. His rich friends aren't worrying about those things.
Right.
I wonder if he has any friends from here locally from when he grew up. You know what I mean?
Like, if how he stays in contact with
his close. Yeah, like we all have a couple of childhood friends, whether they were from kindergarten or fifth grade or whatever. But I wonder if there's anyone that he keeps in touch with.
Is there anyone listening who got $1 million from George Clooney 3 or 4 years ago? Oh, too funny.
That's crazy.
But on a related note, he and Amal were taking a flight with the kids, with the twins. And they passed out noise-canceling headphones to several passengers on a flight, along with a note apologizing in advance in case their kids cried.
That's awesome.
That's very cool.
All right, anything else, Jen?
Nope, that's it, other than the critics love Star Wars.
Yeah?
Yeah, which is kind of surprising. I didn't expect them to, and I...
Are you able to talk about it yet?
Yeah, I mean, I could talk about it now, absolutely. I mean, of course I loved it. It's Star Wars.
Right.
Right?
But you're a Star Wars fan.
Right. Absolutely. And I think fans will go crazy over it. It's very long. Mm-hmm. I will say that. It's over 2.5 hours. And the first part moves a little bit slowly. Mm. But it does pick up and it's great. And there are a couple of moments. In fact, a bunch of those moments, actually. A lot of things you aren't expecting.
I heard that Prince Harry and William both have cameos in it as stormtroopers.
They do, but so of course their heads are covered, so we don't know.
You don't know who's who.
But there are a lot of cameos that I didn't know were happening that they kept under wraps that are really fun.
Like, can you tell us who one of them is?
Give us one.
Well, I don't feel like it was highly publicized that Laura Dern was going to be in it. And she has a pretty significant
role
in it. Yeah, with purple hair and everything.
My boyfriend said, what's his name? Del Toro is in it.
Benicio Del Toro.
Benicio Del Toro.
He was like, I didn't know he was in it. And yep. I'm like,
Yeah. And he's really good. Really, really good.
All right. I'm going to have to look up the reviews and see what they're saying.
Yeah, they love it.
Desiree.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Jeff and Jen's Faker for Real. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful now. Thank you.
Fantastic. Excellent. Well, I got you 3 headlines here. You know, if you just pick the real one, you're going to sit in the 7th row at the Trans-Siberian Orchestra show, which is pretty stinking cool.
Great.
All right. 12 days of the 12 rows of TSO. What'd I miss? Why are you two giggling? What'd you do? What did I do?
Nothing. I'm being mean.
Well, behave. So here we go. Which one's real? Is it A? A guy tries to intervene in a couple's fight and gets thrown off a bridge. Is it B? Man tries to steal donuts from 82-year-old woman. She breaks his nose and puts him in the hospital. Or C? Woman caught trying to steal live fish with her bare hands at Walmart.
I'd love it to be B, but I think it's C.
Well, you're 0 for 2 there, honey. It's actually A.
Oh.
Yeah, it's hard being a good Samaritan these days when it seems like everyone in the world has literally gone insane. A 25-year-old guy named Gregory Rotger from Derby, Connecticut, was arguing with his 22-year-old girlfriend, Jennifer Hannum, on a bridge on Thanksgiving, and it looked like it was really escalating, and they're on a freaking bridge. So a guy who was walking by tried to intervene to make sure everything was okay, and Gregory threw him off the bridge.
Aw.
The man fell 45 feet into ice-cold water. Fortunately, he was rescued quickly, and he survived, but he was seriously injured.
I would think so.
And he is still recovering. The police just finished their investigation, and Gregory was arrested on Tuesday for attempted murder, assault, and reckless endangerment. Mm. And Jennifer was arrested for interfering with police because she lied to the cops when they interviewed her. So there you go.
Crazy. Don't intervene in a fight on a bridge.
646, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's
Thanks for
Q102.
Listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.